This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Nashville's police chief says investigators believe the person who opened fire at a Christian elementary school Monday, killing six people, was a former student who had some resentment for having to go to that school. The AP's Jackie Quinn with what we know.
While Nashville Mayor John Cooper leads the community in grieving.
Guns stole precious lives from us.
Police Chief John Drake says they're exploring possible motives. He says the 28-year-old shooter, who previously attended the Covenant Parochial School, had carefully prepared for this attack and left behind a manifesto.
Someone that had multiple rounds of ammunition, prepared for a confrontation with law enforcement, prepared to do more harm.
He says the suspect shot through a locked door to get in.
You can hear gunfire going on as they're in the school.
Two of the responding police officers killed the shooter on the second floor. The victims are three children and three staffers, including the leader of the school, identified as 60-year-old Catherine Kuntz. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Moscow says it's test-fired anti-ship missiles in the Sea of Japan. Why did Silicon Valley Bank collapse? The AP's Norman Hall.
A Federal Reserve official says Silicon Valley Bank itself was the main cause of the bank's failure. In written testimony to be delivered to the Senate Banking Committee, the nation's top financial regulators asserting that SVB's own management was largely to blame for the bank's failure earlier this month. And Fed Vice Chair for Supervision Michael Barr says regulators will also review whether a 2018 law that weakened stricter bank rules also contributed to the collapse.
Gwyneth Paltrow's lawyers are expected to call experts today at trial in Utah. A man is suing her over a ski collision. This is AP News. Now to Chipotle.
Workers who tried to unionize their Chipotle restaurant have reached a settlement after the company shut down their location. Chipotle Mexican Grill has agreed to pay $240,000 to former employees as part of a settlement stemming from a complaint that the company violated federal law by closing a restaurant where workers wanted to unionize. Chipotle announced it was permanently closing its Augusta, Maine location last year after workers filed a National Labor Relations Board petition for a union election. The NLRB said the closure was illegal. About two dozen employees will receive payments and will be placed on a preferential hiring list for other Maine locations. The company must also post a notice in dozens of stores in New England that it won't close stores or discriminate against employees due to union support. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow gained 194 points yesterday. The S&P added 6 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.